you, this is not merely a matter of accumulation of tradition.
Exactly. I would too. What Father Perry said was that the subjective reaction, the subjective inclination, is a necessary part of moral judgment and a necessary part of all moral knowledge that we have. Now, it seems to me, man has always, when he has subjectively inclined morally and subjectively decided, he has always done this in the light, A, of the knowledge of the circumstances. This is one thing. But then always with an awareness of something beyond the circumstances and beyond self. Let me give you an example which all of us, I hope, know. The prophet Hosea describes that he had an adulterous wife. An adulterous wife among the Jewish people of that time was one who deserved to be punished by death. This was the usual punishment, and this was what she deserved. She went away, she whored around with other men, she had a number of illegitimate children. Well, death was what she deserved, and death is what she should have. But the prophet Hosea discovered in himself, mercy and forgiveness. He forgave her, he took her back into his house. And as he did this, he discovered not only something about his nature, not only something about the moral law, but he also discovered something about God, because he discovered that God was merciful. And it is this has been the structure of moral discovery in the human race all along. Now, then there is another step, because the prophet Isaiah not only discovered something about the nature of God, but he put this into a book. And as a result of this book, his discovery of the nature of God became part of the public knowledge of Israel. So that you have here, in the course of moral discoveries, also the accretion of public knowledge, which constitutes then the identity of a society. I don't know whether this is what he meant by tradition, but in this particular case, Hosea went against the tradition. He set aside the traditions. He had discovered a higher moral insight, had attained a higher moral level than the traditions had. So the traditions were, in this particular case, no guide. But what he had gained was knowledge of the metaphysical reality in which our natures are set. And this knowledge became then part and parcel of the public knowledge of what Lippmann calls a public philosophy, and became indispensable for the constitution of the social order, the continuation of the social order, and the growth and development of social order. It seems to me that this is what Professor Weaver has meant.